Random House Audio presents The Juice, Venus Veritas by Jay McInerney. This is Jay McInerney. The Juice. What is better than to sit at the table at the end of the day and drink wine with friends, or substitutes for friends? James Joyce. It all began with Hemingway, as so many things do. Specifically, with The Sun Also Rises, or, as the Brits call it, Fiesta. The latter title being apposite because part of what I carried away from that book in my youth was the sense that drinking wine was cool and sophisticated. And let's face it, this is one of the reasons we read books, especially in our youth, particularly books by Hemingway and Kerouac and Lawrence Durrell, to find out how to live and how to pose and where to travel and what to eat and drink and smoke along the way. Everybody in Hemingway's first novel is drinking wine. Not long after my vicarious adventures in Pamplona, this sense of wine as an appurtenance of the well-lived life was reinforced by Evelyn Waugh's Brideshead Revisited, with Charles Ryder and Sebastian Flight picturesquely draining the cellar at that estate over the course of a summer. I was so fixated on the wine and the scenery that I don't think I bothered to grasp the nature of their friendship. Not very Hemingway-esque, but again, for some reason, I remember the wine. The fact that wine had no place on my parents' suburban dining table seemed to confirm its consumption as a mark of sophistication. They and their friends drank cocktails, martinis, Manhattans, old fashions, and stingers. And when they drank enough of them, they behaved badly, especially when they were in their stingers period, though this didn't strike me as romantic or chic. Much later, I realized they were...